Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
We are so grateful to the Lord that may He empower us and give us the Holy Spirit to look unto Him. Intimate moments. Pastor Kwadi, Happy New Year.
Thank you so much, Ntate Mashakeni. Happy. We really want to thank the Lord. Mudimu wile arbaballa ho fihla le ngwaheng o wa 2024. And we bless the Lord for that.
What is it that the Lord has laid in your heart, servant of the Lord, to share with the family on intimate moments on this lovely evening, Wednesday?
Yeah, thank you so much. Ntate Mashakeni, today we are talking about the love of serving the Lord. When you look into the Bible, mo bukeng ya Deuteronomy chapter 11, I think if possible, we will take verse by verse.
Yeah. But
re tla lebella gore modimo o re fitlisa mo kae. Deuteronomy 11 from verse number 1, the Bible says, "The Lord is your God, so you must always love him and obey his laws and teachings." Ke tokopa gore we lebelle ka translation ya hao, because hona le some of the important aspects tse ke di bonang actually from verse number 1, because it talks about the love of God and that we need to obey his laws and his teachings. Chapter 11 from verse number 1, Tate Mashakeni.
"Therefore you shall love the Lord your God and keep his
Church,
his statutes,
yeah,
his judgments, and his
commandments, always. Wow. "Therefore, you shall do what?
You shall love the Lord your God.
His
church."
Yes, the responsibility lies within us as children of God to do what? To love the Lord your God. In other words, we are to love the Lord, your God. And we are given the responsibility. And once we are given the responsibility, we must use it rightfully so. Hore rekhone ho rata Modimo and keep, his charge and his statutes and, his judgments. Di milao ya Modimo ke melao e mentle, ke melao e meholo. Re lebeletse gore kgwedi e ke kgwedi ya January, Ntate Mashakeni. Probably many of us, we have used money e o re neng re na le yona last December, ha e sa le yo, yanong ha re tsebe gore ro bereka yang. But Bibele e re encourage gore, "Therefore, thou shalt love the Lord thy God." And I must encourage you to say, God had given you resources. Unfortunately, maybe you have used them in a very wrong way, but what you need to do, continue to love the Lord. Because God is so faithful,
yeah. He's
still able to provide and he's still able to forgive.
Now, I love the keeping of his statue.
Yes.
Milau yayena, his statue.
Yes.
And his judgments, always. Why is it a big deal during this January to keep the laws and the statutes of the Lord?
The laws of the Lord, Ntate Mashakeni, they remind us about the love of God. The laws of God will always, propels us in whatever that we do, we must do exactly according to what God wants us to do.
Pastor Ernest Hwandi, this is absolutely fantastic. And his commandments as well. Would you say that there will be progress when these laws and commandments are kept?
Yes.
In 2024?
Exactly. In 2024, just like, we have seen the Lord, keeping us through up until, from 2023 until 2024, he is still going to keep us through up until we cross to the next year, 2025. Rina, what we need to do, Ntate Mashakeni, let us continue to keep his commandments. Because melao ya gagwe e re lekane, and God is so faithful le mo melaong ya gagwe. 2024 is now here and we have entered by the grace of the Lord. And the Bible tells us to say, love the Lord your God and always obey his commandments. We are challenged to do what? To obey the laws of the Lord.
Pastor Ernest Hwandi, on a new year, we're talking about loving the Lord. Verse number 2 says, "Know today that I do not speak with your children who have not known me, who have not seen my chastening,
yeah,
and his mighty hand and his outstretched hand, his signs and his acts which he did in the midst of Egypt to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and to all his land. This is just a reminder.
Actually, it is a reminder because God has been, you know, correcting this the Israelites. And
fantastic.
God is very much clear
fantastic.
To say, I have corrected you. I've been on your case.
I love that.
Not your children, but you.
In other words, he was addressing the old men and women here.
Yes.
Not Banababo. I can imagine.
You know, God is so faithful and he's so great.
Right.
He's simply saying, I was chastising you.
Mm.
I was correcting you. I was rebuking you, not your children. The intention, Yamudimu Kehore, I have given you my laws. I have given you my statutes. I have given you, you know, my commandments. And I have been rebuking you. In understanding that Hemudimu a corrector and a rebuker batswadi, for an example, batswadi bona ki bona ba ilongor, they must take the laws of the Lord to their children and the children to their children's children. It is a chain Hemudimu I dira. So that Hemudimu a ruta rona, rona retlame ile hore rirute bana barona. Bana barona batlame ile ho ruta bana babona. And this is how the laws of God must be transferred from one generation to the other.
We're talking about loving the Lord your God with all your heart, and we're looking at the book of Deuteronomy. Apparently, Israel saw the outstretched hand of the Lord for 40 years in the wilderness.
The very long years that Mashakini wandering in the wilderness, God's presence was still there with them. You know, at times we know hore Mudimu une atamaya libona with a pillar of a cloud, and at times with a pillar of fire, and so on. They would see God providing for them. For the duration of 40 years. 40 years is a lifetime, you know, Ntate Mashakeni, journey. But because of the faithfulness of God, and he is simply saying, love me as God. And as you continue to love me, serve me, obey my commands. And throughout the journey, yeah, the 40 years, the understanding, the children of Israel, they must continue to obey his laws, his decrees, and they must do likewise to the children, transfer those laws to the children, so that bana babona lebona, they should do the same thing, to obey the commandments of the Lord. You know, if you love the Lord, you will do what? You will serve him. You will obey him. But if you don't love God, it's going to be definitely so difficult for you to obey the laws of the Lord, even to teach your children milau ya mudimu. It must first start kalirato kahorata mudimu umu understand that God is so good. And when you also link this with verse number one tells us, it says, be very careful to keep his to keep his status, his ordinances, and his command at all times. It says we must be very careful. We must be very careful to keep his statutes and his ordinances and together with his commandments. And by so doing, that Mashakini, we are doing or we are fulfilling the will of the Lord.
Verse number 4 says, what he did to the army of Egypt, to their horses. You remember the story?
I remember
the
story.
And their chariots, how he made the waters of the Red Sea overflow them as they pursued you, and how the Lord has destroyed them to this day. I want us to continue on that verse, Muruti Kwati, because he's reminding them. Liskela libala.
Exactly.
Liskela libala.
Do not forget. You know, it is so sad to see, you know, dintotsentletse modimo a ileng a di direla this chaba sa Israel, saving them, Ntate Mashakeni, so that they should not drown when they were crossing over the Red Sea. But God protected them and he was there for them.
Love the Lord your God. This is the command from the Bible, particularly verse number 1 in Deuteronomy chapter 11, Pastor Enes Wadi, on Intimate Moments. Now, Muruti Kwadi, uri people do forget into tsentle, but the hoopy and bad things abadi lebala. Let's continue.
Yes, dintho tse tsentle batho ba di lebala, dintho tse leng hore di ba utlwisa bohloko tse o di etsa halang ke dintho tse leng hore batho ga ba di lebale. But when you check verse number 4, the Bible tells us, and it says, you saw how the Lord completely wiped out the Egyptians' army. He's actually trying to remind them. God has delivered you. He wiped out the Egyptians' army, you know, in front of you. People drowning and so on. But don't forget that, because that was the deliverance. You can continue that much again. Just read verse number 4 and also link it with verse number 5.
All right.
Yes.
That one I read it, my pastor.
Oh, yes. Okay.
But it talks about the Red Sea, the overflow, the persuasion by the Egyptian, how they drown.
Oh, yes, true. That's
look
correct.
At verse number 5, my family, as we dwelling in the word, and Deuteronomy chapter 11. What he did for you in the wilderness until you came to this place.
Yeah.
And that he did to Dothan, Abiram, the sons of Eliab, the son of Reuben, how the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them, their households, their tents, and all the substance that was in their possession in the midst of all Israel. I read it until verse number 6.
Yes. Now, on that, those two verses, that Mashakeni, still I see the testimony that God is actually trying to remind them to say, I've given you the deliverance. And he also confirms by reminding them about Dathan and Abiram. You know, these people, Kibatubailungore, they actually rebelled against the leadership. And then Mudimu Abe Abula Lefatsi, Horbakene Kamahare, Lefatsi Labiliba Meza. Yes. We see that in the book of Numbers. And you know, God, Ndate Mashakeni, Ubereka Kamukwa Omu. But by long or they are against his will. They don't really live long. But that's why he is pursuing Horeruna. At the end of the day, we must continue to do what? To love him, because he is God, and even to always obey his commandments. Mudimu, he's talking to us, and he will continue to talk to us to say, love me, because na joloka Mudimu, I am full of love, and I am God who does protect. I will not do what I did to Dathan and Abiram, you know, the sons of Eliab. I won't do to you as I did to them, because they were rebelling against the leadership. And at the end of the day, I had to, you know, put them under the pit where lefatsi li lela buleha and Mudimu aba Kenya, including lidi family tsabona, lidi, you know, property tsabona, even lidi servants and their animals and so on. And God had to deal with them.
Intimate moments, we are looking at the word, and we are looking strictly from scriptures. And I suppose now, when as you are saying, indeed, Shikwembu Shahina Shabulabula, we should not forget what the Lord has done, because this was a testimony, like you said.
Yes, it was a testimony in that image again. That's so correct.
Now, the Bible goes on to say in verse number 7, my family, Deuteronomy chapter 11, but your eyes have seen every great act of the Lord, which he did. Therefore, you shall keep every commandment, which I command you today, that you may be strong and go in and possess the land which you cross over to possess it.
Mm. Hey! You know, that passage of scripture, verse number 7, God confirms to his children, and he says, with your eyes, Ndademashakin, you have seen all great things.
Amato aluna, liboni everything which is great.
Exactly.
You should not forget.
It is recorded. It is known to say, these people, they have seen with their own eyes.
Pastor Ernest Hwadi, what are you saying?
I am saying that Mashakeni, we have seen the deliverance of the Lord.
Right.
We have seen God saving us and delivering us.
Mm.
We have seen God providing for our needs.
Re
tsamaile rafeta maemo moelong gore batho ba bangwe they thought gore we won't survive, but we managed to survive because God is with us. And that's why in verse number 7 it says, you know, yes, you are the ones who have seen every great thing that the Lord has done. And then verse number 8, obey everything. Because you have seen what God has done, or obey everything that I have commanded you, so that you will be able to cross the river and occupy the land. You will not be able to enjoy after you have occupied the land, you know, if you don't obey the commandments of the Lord. Then God is calling us. We are now in 2024. It's still January in Ntate Mashakeng.
Re tswile
2023. Now re kene ka mohare ha ngwaha o montsha. 2023 iri rutile di lesson. 2023, God has been talking to us and God has been giving us, you know, melaetsa ya gagwe le melao ya gagwe, so that le rona re rute bana ba gagwe. Bana ba rona gore ba khone go follow me, you know, matla a modimo, ba khone go follow melao ya modimo pele. And now, because we are in 2024, and that we have seen the great power of God, let's continue to obey what the Lord
Moreover,
is saying.
Pastor Ernest Hwadi, as we continue with the conversation, verse number 8, it's absolutely fantastic. The keeping of the commandment.
Yes.
Now the Lord Jesus speaks to the Jews that believed on him during that time. He says, if you really continue in my word, you guys, you are really my disciples.
Yeah.
And he explained it.
Wow.
And explained it. Now here, because the Bible does not contradict itself, we are told to keep the commandments so that this truth can set us free.
You know, once you are free, You will continue to serve the Lord wholeheartedly.
Absolutely.
You know, a person who was once bound.
Yeah.
And a person who knows the shackles. The chains.
I can imagine those of chains.
Of slavery.
Yeah.
You can ask the guy who used to, you know, sleep in the tombs, you know.
Yeah.
And Jesus came and he prayed for him. He delivered
him. I love
him.
The Lord Jesus, yes.
You would not want to go back
No, not at all. Not at all.
Once you have experienced the deliverance of the Lord, you are becoming a free person. You knew, you understand the struggles you are coming from. Once the deliverance has come, then you will continue to serve the Lord and to worship him.
No wonder my family and and Pastor Hwadi as well, where the Spirit of the Lord is.
Yes.
There is that liberty.
There is liberty.
You always speak when I'm rooted about the gospel that liberates.
Yeah.
That where the Spirit of Jehovah is, there is that liberty.
Yes. Tukuluho. Tukuluho iteng tate mashakini. You know, if you don't know where you come from or where God has taken you from, people won't understand your story.
I suppose.
But
I suppose
you will praise the Lord, you will obey the Lord, you know, regardless of what you are experiencing.
Nice.
Huna le batho ba bangwe abatsebi mo utswa moteng le modimo.
They don't know.
Abatsebi gore modimo o ntshitse ka mahare ha di chains.
Se
yang ntate mashakeng. There are people by long God has delivered, and I am standing here as a testimony to say, I don't want to go back because I know the type of a person I was. But because of the deliverance of the Lord, I'm a free person. And that's why I'm holding on to this gospel. Ask the Apostle Paul, Ntate Mashakeng. Go atswankot une ali busy atseneletse ba Christ and wanting to obtain a letter that would give him the freedom to, you know, subdue and to destroy Christians. But he had an encounter with the Lord while he was on his way to Damascus. The lightning came and the lightning struck him and he fell. He was not able to see for about 3 days. And that's when Jesus spoke to him to say, why do you have to persecute me?
Pastor Ernest Hwadi, in conversation with him, intimate moments on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Here's the catch in verse number 9. That you may prolong your days in the land.
Powerful.
Which the Lord swore to give your fathers, to them and their descendants. A land flowing with milk and honey. I'm giving it to you, sir.
Ndati Mashakeni, this verse actually, it simply tells us to say we will be able to live a longer time in the rich and fertile land. You know, that is the intention of the Lord, to say God has taken us from, you know, the land of captivity, and he is now setting us free, and we are free indeed. The Bible says, whom the Son has set free is free indeed.
Conversation continues. Happy New Year 2024. I'm in conversation with the servant of the Lord. We are looking at the book of Deuteronomy chapter 11. Intimate Moments is the name of the program. Pastor Ernest Wadi.
Ndadi Mashakeni.
Look at verse number 9.
Yes, sir.
And that you may prolong your days in the land which the Lord swore to give your fathers.
Yeah.
To them and their descendants. A land flowing with milk and honey. You were talking about this verse before.
Yes.
We played music and yeah.
Yeah, prolonging your days in the land, Ntate Mashakeni. It means to live long in the rich and a fertile land. You know, Modimo o na le diplane tse ntle for rena. And the diplane tsa gagwe ke gore rona re kgone go dula in a rich and a fertile land. And there is something remarkable about this verse. And this verse, re tlo siana le yona hanyane, more especially it talks about being in a fertile land. And it says the land that the Lord promised to give to our ancestors and their descendants. In other words, you know, this land, it is the land of the land that flows with milk and honey. Once we are there, once we stay there, the Bible says we will stay longer. It means this land will be fertile because we will be eating out of this land, or from this land, we will be seeing success more mapilong arena, because we are staying in this land. This is the land elong hore Modimo wile arebiletsa mo go yona. The Israelites, they were promised Canaan, and Canaan was to be the land. We know hore lorona, as children of God, we are anticipating to enter into that land where there won't be any hunger, where we will not experience, you know, the challenges that we are experiencing here on earth. And, you know, there would be no more sickness, no more hunger, no more challenges that which we are experiencing. It is the land that we are anticipating. And the Bible tells us to say it is a fertile land, the land of promise, because God is a God who fulfills his promises. He will ensure we arrive, and we arrive safe in this very land. Ntate Mashakeni, verse 9, actually, it carries, you know, a very powerful message, you know, in chapter 11, because this is where the Bible tells us, and it encourages us to say we are going to live a long life in this rich and a fertile land. When you look again into verse number 10, the Bible tells us to say the land that you are about to occupy is not like the land of Egypt. It's powerful. This is a very powerful verse number 10. It is a land that is not like the land of Egypt where you lived before. Remember verse 10. And the Bible continues to say, there, when you planted grain, you had to work hard and irrigate the fields. You see, in the land of Egypt, we used to work hard. Why? Because when you planted grain, you had to work hard to irrigate the fields. But this land, it appears, Hore, we are not going to be working hard. You know, God is so good, because it is God who is going to take care of irrigating the field.
I love that. It is his responsibility to irrigate the field. I love verse number 10 as well. Intimate moments with our beloved pastor here in the studio, Ndate Moruti Ernest Hwari. Those who will be praying, what would you say to them? Because I suppose it is cultural, I don't know. People would say, Rea fasta ka January and akina beef on that. What would be their advice? Others are taking medication, Moruti. You know, things are not the way it should in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah, true.
You know, what would be the advice to the church, basically, by a notch?
You know, Ntate Mashakeni, when you read the passage, now I love reading the Bible.
I know.
I really love engaging the word of the Lord. Because when you read passage of scriptures such as this one, more especially verse number 10, Ntate Mashakeni, and then we will link verse 10 and verse 11 in answering your question. Now, people would be saying, let us fast. And so on. And there's absolutely nothing wrong on that. I want us also to focus on the promises of the Lord. Because according to verse number 10, there are promises. So Mudimu are fanzona. Utwela hore di promise ta Mudimu direng. Mudimu uri, mo verse number 10. The land that you are about to occupy will not be like the land of Egypt. Now you are occupying the land that is not like the land of Egypt. What was happening in the land of Egypt? In the land of Egypt, the Israelites were planting grain and they were working very hard. They were irrigating the field in the land of Egypt. You know, they were tilling the ground. And to till the ground is not an easy work to do. But this is what the Lord is saying, Ndati Mashakeni. Verse number 11, the promises of the Lord, where people are saying, let's fast and then let's pray and so on. As you fast and pray, hold on to this promise. Verse 11 says, but the land that you are about to enter is a land of mountains and valleys, a land watered by rain.
The land watered by rain.
Yes.
Family, you hold on to the promises of the Lord.
Exactly.
As you are praying. Because the promises of God are yes and amen unto us. You don't just pray, Pastor Ernest Hwari, willy-nilly, throwing words as if the Lord does not hear. I love when you say you love engaging on scriptures.
I really love, because scripture is so powerful, and this is what the Lord is saying, Ntate Mashakeni.
Nice.
It says, that is verse number 11, but the land that you are about to enter is a land of mountains and valleys. Have you ever been driving across, you know, the countries?
Remember Mahuba Sloof.
From Zanin to
Johannesburg.
Then you will see the mountains and valleys there. But have you ever thought who is actually watering that place there? God allows, you know, the skies to produce water, the rain. And it will rain. And according to verse number 12, verse 12 tells us to say, the Lord your God takes care of this land and he watches over it throughout the year. Let me bring this to say, verse 11 says, but the land that you are about to enter is a land of mountains and valleys.
Amen.
And a land watered by rain. It is the responsibility of God to water the mountains and the valleys. You know, the food will come because God has taken upon his shoulders. It is his responsibility to ensure that the mountainous areas and the valleys are watered by the rain. And it says in verse number 12, it is God who takes care of the land and he watches over it throughout the entire year.
In other words, this is the promise that God is giving us.
Yes.
In 2024, I am going to take care of you, Mina Shikwembu. I'm going to make it a point that it rains.
Ndadimashakeni mamela.
Talk to me and the family.
God is saying, I'm going to make sure that it rains. Not fantastic. Only that, Ntate Mashakeng, he says, I will take care of this land and I will watch over it throughout the year.
I love the watching over it throughout the year.
There are brothers and sisters today, ba leng hore re kene le bona mo ngwaheng o wa 2024. They are worried hore mara re tlo phumella yang ngwaheng o wa 2024. Mara dintho di tlo etsahala, bana ba batla go ya sekolong, tšhelete e teng, ditlhako di teng, dijo di tla ba teng, tšhelete ya rente e tla ba teng. All these worries, Ntate Mashakeng, this is what the Lord is saying. The Bible says in verse number 12, the Lord your God takes care of the land. It means God is going to take care of you and God is going to watch over you throughout the year.
Intimate Moments on Radio Pulpit. We continue with fantastic music, fantastic conversation. Stay tuned as we conclude. Intimate Moments, the final segment, Happy New Year 2024. And we are coming to you on your Daily Companion Radio Pulpit. We give you the very best, top stories. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your mind. This is what the Lord is saying to us. Pastor Ernest Wadi, in the final analysis, and I can see you looking at verses number 12, 13, and 14.
That's
talk
so correct.
Me.
That's so correct. This is so great, Ntate Mashakeng. You know, when you read, let me start from verse number 12. The Lord your God takes care of this land and watches over you, watches over it throughout the year. Verse number 13 tells us, so then, obey the commands that I have given you today. Love the Lord your God and serve him with all your heart. Now, verse number 14, if you do this, he will send rain on your land when it is needed. Oh, we praise the Lord, Ntate Mashakeng. When it is needed, there is somebody out there who says, I don't have money. If you don't have money, Ntate Mashakeng, if the money is needed at that time, this is what the Lord is saying. If you obey the Lord, your God, and serve him with all your heart, if you do this, Uri, I will send rain on your land when it is needed, in the autumn and in the spring, so that there will be grain, wine, and olive oil for you. Our prayer, Kigur Mudimu will continue to send rain. Let him send rain when you need rain. When you need money, let him send. Even, you know, it doesn't matter the season that you are at, Ntate Mashakeng. If it is autumn, if it is spring, if it is winter, if it is summer, it doesn't matter. But may the Lord send rain when you need rain. When you need provision, may he bless you. May he grant you the desire of your heart. And, you know, grass for your livestock will be provided.
Right.
You will have all the food you want.
South Africa, we know that we are going into the elections. These are the declarations from the word of the Lord. We are trusting the Lord for the free and fair elections in 2024. And I'm loving what God is declaring here to us. My family, love the Lord your God with all your heart and continue to serve him, keeping his commandments. We love Deuteronomy chapter number 11. And Pastor Ernest Wadi on Intimate Moment speaks well. And I'm loving it. No, I love when they say this land called South Africa is being cared for by the Lord from the beginning of the year till the end of the year. This is the third day of the new week, or rather new year. Now, this is the promise that we can take.
Praise the Lord, Ntate Mashakeng. This is the promise that we can take, absolutely so, to say we should not worry about anything.
I love it.
But God is going to take care of us.
I love it.
Verse number 12 says it all, Ntate Mashakeng.
It says it all.
The Lord your God takes care of this land and watches over it throughout the
year. No wonder the Bible says, Hosea says, do not worry what you shall eat. Schools will be opening. Do not worry what you shall wear and what you shall drink.
That's so correct.
You know, look at the birds of the air.
Yes.
And Jesus is addressing us because his word does not expire.
His word does not expire.
Yeah.
And he knows the right time.
He does. He does.
He's not limited by the space.
People are limited by spaces.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But with God, he's sovereign. And therefore, that's why we are saying continue to obey the law of the Lord and love the Lord. Serve the Lord.
Serving the Lord, it means that, you know, giving yourself wholeheartedly.
Exactly.
And no wonder Pastor Ernest White, the Bible says, delight yourself also in the Lord.
In the Lord.
Now, what would happen? He will give you the desires of your heart.
Of your heart.
You know?
That's so great.
Nice.
God is always faithful and he covers us. Let us not be scared. Let us not allow fear to trap us.
May the Lord give us the grace.
Amen.
Continue, Murut.
And let us know that God is on our side.
Amen.
And God is willing to provide for our needs.
I love when you say God is willing, basically, to provide for our need. And this is the gospel that we are taking, that there will be rain, there will be good, your livestock, you know, will be flourishing, you know. Now, verse number 16, take heed to yourself, lest your heart be deceived and turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. Number 17, lest the Lord's anger be aroused against you, and he shut up the heavens, that there be no rain, and the land yield no produce, and you perish quickly from the good land which the Lord is giving you. This is another declaration. Let's talk, Murut.
You know, God is so good that he always gives us a way.
Absolutely.
And
when
you turn, you know, to your right hand side, you will still hear the voice say, this is the way.
Come on.
Even
now.
When you
Come
go to your left hand side, you will still continue to hear the voice of the Lord saying, this is the way. So he warns us.
Yeah.
He gives us the light. He gives us, you know, the direction, the right path.
I love it.
Yes,
I
to
love
walk
it.
Into. And verse number 16,
it
tells us to say, you know, we should not let ourselves be led away from the Lord. There must not be any situation that will, you know, take us off the direction. But let us allow the Lord to lead us. Let's continue to serve and worship the Lord, not other gods.
Muruti, I love when you say, let's continue to serve the Lord, not other gods. And as we pray in the name of Jesus, Ripula
Aine. Yo.
You know, Murutuaka.
Yes.
And when it rains, we will celebrate.
We will indeed celebrate. The Bible says, if you do this, if you serve and love the Lord, he will send rain on your land when it is needed.
Now, in 2 weeks' time, schools will be opening, and I suppose, Maruti, schools needs money.
Exactly.
Households needs money. What would be your advice to the families and everyone listening this evening?
Yeah, and remember, Ntate Mashakeni,
Maruti,
not only schools. You know that there are people who are saying, "Oh, mina nyoshatiwani."
Talk to me because you're a marriage officer.
I'm saying the provision actually lies with God. Serve the Lord. Love the Lord. You know, if you serve the Lord and love the Lord, the Bible tells us when rain is needed, God will bring it.
Sure.
And because you need rain, you need that provision.
Yeah.
God will bring rain when it is needed. In other words, the provision will be there when you need it.
Ah, but nkarukabulela bona, somebody is listening to you.
Yes.
So when you need rain,
when you need that rain,
the
Bible is very clear.
Nice.
More especially in verse number 14.
Nice.
It says God will send rain on your land. On your needs. You do have needs.
Yes,
God will send the rain. It means God will bless
Jehovah
you. He will water what you want. If you need to see God's intervention, continue to serve him.
Sure. You know, in the Bible as well, I forgot the verse, but it says when the time is right, He will make it happen.
Yeah, true.
You know?
Yeah.
When the time is okay, Mudimu ntwe ai buletsi will probably happen.
Exactly.
And we are saying to the people of God, serve the Lord.
Yo.
Serve the Lord.
Yeah, maybe we can check. I don't know if it's not Isaiah chapter 60, verse number 22.
Let me read it for you.
Yes.
Because I was struggling to get it. Ne?
Yeah.
Isaiah 66.
Chapter 60. Let's check verse 22.
You said 60.
Yes, 60.
All right, my family, we are having the conversation here. 60, verse number
22.
22. Let me try, my family. Huh? 22, a little one shall come, or shall become a thousand, and shall end a small one, a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it to happen.
Kio. Okay. Oh, kio, nane?
Yeah, kio.
That's wonderful.
No, tsabang, maramuruti. Tsabang, maraka 2024. Ah, woman. Fele, let's amuruti in 30 seconds.
Oh, yes. In 30 seconds, I want to concur with this passage of scripture. Hurry, in due course, at the right time, when the time is right, the Bible tells us, I, the Lord, will make it happen. And our prayer is that may the Lord make it happen.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.